This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
أنبياء والمرسلين محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's my honor and pleasure to welcome you to this last episode in our series Illuminate Your Life. And today I have this beautiful tradition. This is on the power words that you and I should be using consistently. By doing so, we merit great rewards, tremendous rewards, as they are very, very dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the All-Merciful. Let me read the tradition in Arabic, translate it, and explain its beautiful meanings, inshallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kalimatani khafifatani ala al-lisan, thaqilatani fil mizan, habibatani ila al-Rahman, subhanallah al-azim, subhanallah wa bihamdihi. There are two words that are light on the tongue, easy to pronounce, yet heavy in the scales of the judgment day, and dearer to the most merciful, Ar-Rahman. What are they? Glory be to Allah the Great, and glory be to Allah, and praise be to Him. Narrated is Abu Huraira, and source is Sahih al-Bukhari. Of course, this is also in other collections. This is a very, very beautiful tradition. It teaches us the importance of beneficial dhikr, the most beneficial dhikr that we can practice easy every single day, as often as we can. But by practicing it consistently, we start to gain tremendous benefits. Dhikr, we should know, is the greatest of our virtues ever we can do in this life. Why? Because it connects us with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator, who is the source of peace, source of life, source of power and energy in the universe. Allah says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكِرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكِرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Those who have faith and those whose hearts find peace in the remembrance of Allah, and truly it is in the remembrance of Allah that hearts find peace. Allah also says in another place, orders us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira wa sabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. O believers, always remember Allah often and glorify Him morning and evening. And He further says, Fadhkuruni adhkurkum, remember me, I will remember you. Dhikrullah entails countless blessings and rewards. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, one of his most beautiful works, Al-Wabil al-Sayyib, enumerates 100 benefits of zikr. I will only mention 5 of them here. Very, very important. Number one, it blesses us with the companionship of Allah. Because as we remember Allah, Allah will be with us. We read in a hadith Qudsi, Allah saying, أَنَا عِنْدَ لَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي فَإِنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي نَفْسِهِ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي نَفْسِي وَإِنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي مَلَئٍ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي مَلَئٍ خَيْرٍ مِّنْهُمْ وَإِنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ بِالشِّبْرٍ تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا وَإِنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ ذِرَاعًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ بَاعًا وَإِنْ أَتَانِي يَمْشِي أَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلًا. I am as my servant thinks of me, and I am with him when he remembers me. When he remembers me in his mind, I will remember him in my mind. And when he remembers me in an assembly or a gathering, I will remember him in a superior assembly. When he comes towards me by an inch, I will come to him by an arm's length. And when he comes near me an arm's length, I will come closer to him by a yard. And if he comes walking to me, I will come running to him. It's a beautiful tradition that would motivate us to practice consistency in the Kula. Number two, it frees us from worries and anxieties. All of us are filled, our hearts are filled with worries and anxieties. And dhikr, Ibn al-Qayyim says, it removes, frees us from anxieties and worries and bestows peace and tranquility. The spiritual masters of Islam used to say, Wallahi inna lafi ladha law alimaha al-muluku lajaladuna alayha bisuyuf. By Allah, we enjoy such a blissful experience thanks to the fruits of dhikr that the kings of the world, if the kings of the world were to recognize it, they would fight us with swords to snatch it from us if they can. Number three, it keeps, dhikr keeps shaitan away from us. Shaitan, Allah reminds us, is the sworn enemy of mankind. He is always waylaying us to lead us astray and to take us with him to hellfire. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna shaytana yajri min ibni Adam majra ad-dam." Shaitan runs through the blood veins of the children of Adam. So how can we protect ourselves? We can only protect ourselves from shaitan through dhikr and seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four, consistency in dhikr guards us against hypocrisy, nifaq. For one of the characteristics of the hypocrites, as Allah mentions in the Quran, is they remember Allah very little. So by practicing consistency in dhikr, we are guarded against nifaq, the greatest of all vices. And dhikr guarantees us freedom from hellfire. Guarantee of freedom and admit from hellfire and admission into paradise. In the tradition mentioned that we cited earlier, the Prophet directs us to one of the shortest forms of dhikr we can consistently practice. He says they are light on the tongue, easy to say, utter. In other words, they are easy for everyone to say. At the same time, they are heavy in the scales of the judgment day. Therefore, their rewards are beyond estimation. Scholars have explained this statement, saying these words describe Allah's unique glory and majesty. His perfection defies any articulation. No language can convey the perfection that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is greater than anything we can think of. So after glorifying Allah in this way, we follow it up with praising him and thanking him. And by following it up with the praise, next praise, وَبِحَمْدِهِ, and praise be to him. Ibn Hajar rahmahullah cites his teacher, Imam Bulqin, is saying, these words and their meanings are included in the final supplication of the people of paradise, as we read in the Quran, دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. Their supplication therein shall be, glory be to you, O Allah, and therein their greeting shall be peace. And the conclusion of their supplication shall be, praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds. By mentioning that these words are dear to the All-Merciful, we are reminded of Allah's infinite mercy towards his servants, as he has promised great rewards even for such simple deeds. Our best exemplar in remembering Allah is none other than the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aisha radiallahu anha, his beloved wife, reminds us that the Prophet was always remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet has recommended a number of such short supplications for us to consistently practice. He says, Ahabbul kalami ila Allah arba'un, subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar la yadurruka bi ayyihinna badalta. The dearest words to Allah are four. Glory be to Allah, praise be to Allah, there is no God but Allah, Allah is great, it doesn't matter which one of them you begin with. Lessons. importance of glorifying Allah and expressing our reverence for Him. Importance of consistency in making dhikr using these words of tasbih. Allah loves those who remember Him. The use of power words such as these and others that the Prophet recommended should form part of our daily litany or wird. Our thoughts, words, and actions are reckoned for us. They will be weighed on the day of judgment. They will be rewarded or punished accordingly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised countless rewards even for the little deeds of virtue we practice consistently. Allah is above all Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, the compassionate and merciful. So we ought to thank Him by celebrating His remembrance. Recognizing the importance of this great tradition, Imam Bukhari listed it as the last of the traditions in his great work known as Sahih al-Bukhari. He began his work by citing the tradition on the importance of niyyah, innama al-a'malu bin niyyat. We would like to follow this great example of this great Imam. Hence, we started this series with the hadith on the niyyah, and we also wish to conclude the series by citing this important tradition. Finally, I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this humble work from us and forgive our shortcomings and gather us all in the company of those Allah has honored. Alladheena annama Allahu alayhim minan nabiyyina was-siddiqina wash-shuhada'i was-salihin wa hasuna ulaika rafiqa. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.